The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This week, talking to
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Various behavioural finance boffins. Norma, give us a brief history. How did behavioural finance start, and can it make us better investors?
Behavioural finance really was the brainchild, if you will, of psychologists, not economists at all, who began looking at the way decisions are made. What really probably gave behavioural finance its biggest impetus, though, in recent years, was the crash in 2008. It became obvious that many of the things that economists told us about how markets work, efficient market hypothesis, the rational investors, turn out to be very, very misplaced. And so what psychologists began to do was to offer their insights into how our brains really work when we're making investment decisions. Greg Davies from Barclays Wealth is here to talk about how do our brains really work? Why is it that we think we're being rational when we make an investment decision and we're not aware